There we go. That's a song that many times in the past led us into the best 5 minutes of the day. And then when we talked about how often it did, I made a point to have it not. And this morning, let's go back to Happy Day on a wet Wednesday, 50 degrees. Good morning to Jason Cairns.
Good morning.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody calls something out and they're like, you do that a lot. And then you're like, oh, yeah, watch this. I won't do it. And I realized I was doing that with Happy Day as a 2 minute, 10 second lead in here. So
sure. Yeah. I mean, that sort of thing definitely happens. And then there's also part of me that's like, you know what? I'm going to do it even more then.
Yeah. The world is so broken, my friend.
It is. That's for sure. I'm grateful for the rain, though. I think it's something that we need. So,
see, and it just shows, like, just like that, lickety-split, you can have a problem like extreme fire danger and just put that out, right?
Yep. You know, it was interesting. I was walking out to my car from work yesterday, and, you know, I was watching all these people just sprinting to their cars, and I'm just walking slowly, and the rain is soaking into my clothes, and I'm like, you know, I can go home and change in 5 minutes, and so I'm just going to enjoy this for what it is right now. And
Did you jump in some puddles then?
I did not jump in any puddles. I could have, I suppose, but I did not.
We sometimes get kind of leading up to our back door, and then there's a fence you have to hike over, which you've heard me trip over it twice in the morning before. But anyhow, there's a puddle that can form, and now that I say that, I'm like, wow, I guess I could have done some puddle jumping.
Yeah. One of my favorite songs is from an Icelandic band called Sigur Rós, and the song is called Hoppipola, which is essentially about jumping in puddles. And I had to look it up because I don't understand any of the words. And I thought, what a beautiful little song that it's about jumping in puddles.
The song is called what?
Hoppipola.
Hoppipola. How did you even find out about that song?
I was reading a book, and they mentioned this band, Sigur Rós, and I was like, I've never heard of them, and looked up their music, and they've become one of my favorite bands. I don't understand anything they're saying, but I love their music. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've got some different little ditties here that have to do with the rain, like, I've got to crank up the volume. Here we go. Try it again here this morning on the WIB Wake Up Show. Like... All right, so that's one. Here's another.
Sure.
A little bit of B.J. Thomas, and finally...
Yep. The rain came down, in rushing, rising rivulets.
So, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Covering
that's
all the
nostalgic
bases.
Nostalgic music.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. I'm thinking that it may be time to dive into books like Larry Crabb's When God's Ways Don't Make Sense, maybe just as a reminder things. Or...
It sure feels that way, right?
Yeah.
And I was just thinking about that this morning. It's not even necessarily all of the big things that most of us are aware of. It sometimes feels like it's even smaller relationships, and there just seems to be brokenness on many levels.
Yeah, I mean, I think about, the recovery community, our Fred N. Ramsey saying that we're powerless, but we're not helpless.
Yes, that's a good way to put it.
But yeah, as you say that, I mean, there's things, forget about Ukraine and Israel and Iran. I mean, and just the absolute, complete, total, absolute mess that politics is on a state or national level. But just in my personal life, things I care about that I can't do anything about or feel. And if anything, you know, that whole Romans 7 thing gets in the way. And how does sanctification work anyway?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I think it's continuing to reckon with what is happening in life, looking for spaces of wholeness and holiness. Mm-hmm. How do we love well, even in the midst of conflict?
Yeah, and that soil, I guess, I think about the parable of the sower in three of the Gospels, right? I mean, just that idea of the soil continuing to be broken to receive the word and hopefully be changed by the Spirit. I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah. It's not an easy process.
It is not. But we don't give you easy questions here. We can get answers for that somewhere else. All right. 1 Corinthians 15, 50 through 57. Here's how you tackle it in Letters to the Beloved. You say it is the resurrection chapter. It's not only your earthly self that is an heir to my kingdom. My kingdom is imperishable, which is why I will give you a glorified body. I know that this does not all make sense to you now, Even those who will never taste the sting of death will experience the joy of a glorified body. When heavenly music announces my son's return, the dead will rise to a transformed life. I will make everything astonishingly new, not a shell of former things, but real and vibrant life. I am so eager for you to see this glorious truth. Final thoughts.
Yeah, you know, I think the idea of rising to a new and transformed life, even in what we're talking about with a lot of the brokenness and pain that's around us, there is still that hope of what's yet to come.
Some of those words describe makes me think of Paul in, it must be, I want to say 1 Timothy 6, but yeah, I think it is. But, I mean, he talks about the life that really is life. This is life, but the next one is the life that really is life.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you.
You bet. Talk to you.
Jason Kanz, WWIB, best 5 minutes of the day. Usually goes about 6 minutes. It's kind of the way it works. Well, it is a Win It Wednesday on WWIB. Again, a lot of this we kind of got away from during March Hope and Hoops and such. And so we're climbing back after Tuesday trivia. Had a winner at 8:45 yesterday, correctly guessing diapers. Way to go, Tammy and Durand. And today, it's One Song, 1 Second.
We have not done this for a long time.
Right.
One song, 1 second. And so you call 715-723-2555. And eventually, right, we're going to want to know the title of the song. But we can start off with just guessing the artist and then work from there. So one song, 1 second. And without further ado, I guess we need to name a prize. So fantastic movie just came out recently, Ordinary Angels. And we have a digital download code for you. Again, this is good to download starting the end of April. And we want to get someone this digital download if you can correctly figure out the song, title, and the artist for this. One song, 1 second.
It's actually 1.6 seconds, well, I think.
So that's very generous because rounding up, it's technically two. So... Who could that be?
It is hard to get. I'll tell you what. I put three different songs in there, and I listen A, B, and C, and I'm like, this is the one that was tougher. The other two just felt a little too easy.
All right. So one song, 1 second. Again, you can. There's no penalty for wrong guesses. You can just call in and guess an artist. Again, we try to figure out the artist first, typically, and then figure out the name of the song. So 715-723-2555. Here you go.
Yeah, it's kind of like golf. You want to try to get out in the green and then putt your way in. So guess the artist. And again, it could be a male artist, could be a female artist, could be a group, you know, duet, trio, group, what have you.
Here it is again. I mean, they like the drum feel.
You want me? It is drums, I can tell you that.
Yes,
yeah.
There you go. 715-723-2555. Again, up for grabs this morning on Win It Wednesday here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Your chance to get an Ordinary Angels movie download. Again, really enjoyed that movie very much, and you can own it for yourself. 715-723-2555. One song, 1 second. Here it is again. One more time. Think about that. Who could that be? 715-723-2555.
Win It Wednesday on WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show, and we've got a question that we're looking for you to participate in. It's one song, 1 second, Caleb.
Yes, and so again, we want to give you an Ordinary Angels movie digital download. It's good starting the end of April for whenever you want to download that movie and have it for your very own. That's our prize on this Win It Wednesday, but first, you need to name the artist and the song title of this. Now, a lot of folks probably want to just start off with trying to figure out who the artist is, and that is totally fine. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. One song, 1 second is the game, and here it is. And it's actually 1.6 seconds. How about total? Let's keep doing this together. So we're being very generous.
Yes, yes. Yeah, what I didn't want to shortchange the people. You know, it could have been 0.9 seconds, but we went over.
Yeah, again, feeling very generous because we haven't played this game for a while.
Right.
So 715-723-2555, I will reiterate, no penalty for wrong guesses. So go ahead and, again, you can just guess an artist at this point. It's totally fine. 715-723-2555. One more time. All right, let's go to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this rainy Win It Wednesday?
Jess from Bloomer.
Jess from Bloomer, what do you think?
Audio Adrenaline.
Is this Audio Adrenaline? I could see where you'd be going that direction. Havel, is that what we're looking for?
That's a great guess. That's not it.
Not it. Thank you, Jess. Call us back. 715-723-2555. You're welcome to guess more than once. 715-723-2555 for a chance to win that Ordinary Angels digital movie download. One song, 1 second. Name the artist first, then we'll figure out the title.
The thing is now, you know, we started this in our 50th year of broadcasting, but now we've been on the air for 51 years, so a whole extra year, other artists. So from the beginning until now, so there's a lot of artists to draw from.
Yeah, so could be really anywhere in that history from WIB. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Elijah.
Elijah, and where are you from, Elijah?
Wausau.
Wausau. Fantastic. Elijah, who do you think that is?
Newsboys.
Newsboys. Is this Newsboys? Elijah Halvo, is he right?
He's not. I'm sorry, Elijah.
But thank you, Elijah. Good to hear from Wausau this morning. Call us back at 715-723-2555.
We've heard from Bloomer and Wausau. What about Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, La Crosse, Rice Lake, Cameron? How about it?
We just keep naming cities again all throughout western and central Wisconsin. We can send this digital movie download to you wherever you might be. Who could this be? Let's go back to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Vicky from Eau Claire.
All right, speak up, Vicky. Don't have a great connection here. What do you think?
Is it Elevation Worship?
Is this Elevation Worship, Halvo?
It's not. I'm sorry, Vicky.
It's not. Thank you for the call, Vicky. 715-723-2555. We have time for a couple more guesses here. Mystery song, 1 second. That's all we're giving you so far, but it's 1.6 seconds.
I know this, that Mark in, is at Chippewa Falls. Mark is almost like a CCM historian. So it'll be interesting. Some of the folks like Rich Wall or Mark Potras, will they guess on this?
Everyone will be consulting.
Yes.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Sherry from Bloomer.
Hey, Sherry. Go ahead.
How about Matthew West?
The great and talented Matthew West, who's our featured artist this month with My Story, My Glory. It's not Matthew West.
It is not Matthew West. Let's take two more guesses. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Clayton from Chippewa Falls.
Clayton from Chippewa Falls. 1 song, 1 second. Here it is, Clayton. Who is that? Clayton from Chippewa Falls.
I'm going to think Skillet.
Is it Skillet?
That's interesting. You guessed Skillet because after the first time we had no guesses, Caleb played a Skillet song. Was he come out?
Was I trying to drop a hint?
No, he wasn't.
No, I'm not that clever. Thank you, Clayton from Chippewa Falls. And it looks like guesses have dried up, so we're going to give you another chance at this, but it's going to be after 8:45. All right, so hang with us. Great music, your lyrics you can trust here in WWIB, and we will give you another shot at winning that digital movie download. It's the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Halvo, and we recommend to you Cobussin Buses in Bloomer as we welcome our friend Curtis Harrison. Curtie from Cobussin on the air here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Good morning, Curtie.
Well, I better wake up and talk then, huh?
Yeah.
Indeed.
Have you had your coffee?
Oh, but listen, buddy, I get up, I'm up at 4 a.m., if not sooner, every day. The coffee kicks on at 3:30 a.m.
There you go. You're ready.
Oh, ready for the day. Seize the day.
There you go.
Or, well, how or can take a nap by 10. We can take a nap by 10. We can do that, too.
Okay. There you go. Hey, that's a good reason to drive for Cobussin Buses. And we've chatted before, Curtie. Again, you just make it easy when folks are taking a trip. Could be a youth group or a sports team or a church or family reunion. When folks want to take a trip anywhere, consider, again, booking a charter bus with Cobussin. And, again, you can just take all the driving hassle out of the equation.
Well, I recently booked a trip, and this was kind of interesting. So a lot of times we go to a ball game, you know, down Milwaukee, Twin Cities, Lambeau, all that stuff. And they're going to go down, and this is a unique twist. They're going to go down on one day, I think it's a Friday, down to Milwaukee. And the game is Saturday, but they're staying in a hotel that's got to be, well, I figure it's somewhat close to the field and that. And then, but they're getting, I guess they're getting their own transportation to the game. I'm not sure how that works out or if I'm understanding things correctly. And then the next day, Sunday, they come back home and they're out of the Chippewa Valley here, the group is. And they said the bus will not move on Saturday. I said, okay. And we quoted, you know, and they went with it and stuff. And she says, well, thanks for making this so easy. And I said, well, yeah, it's whatever, you know, it isn't that hard of a thing. And but I just have to know your wishes. That's what I do here is quote and book trips and talk about trips and get you all scheduled up. And I just have to know what you want to do, you know. So if you're clear on your wishes, then I can be clear on my data inputting, you might say, in the computer. So,
there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, I'm at Cobison.com, Curdy. And again, if people scroll down, there's just so many different reasons people could use Cobison, from student transport to private groups and many things in between, right?
Well, and that's just it. And we've got, you know, here we've got motor coaches that go from 56 passenger, 47 passenger, 22 passenger. And we even rent out school buses for non-school groups, like your weddings and things like that. A lot of times, you know, they just have maybe a few miles. They want to pick up people at the hotel, take to the venue, take back to the reception, and they're happy with a school bus. Maybe it's only 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 miles. You know, they don't need a motor coach to, you know. But the one thing with a motor coach, it is air-conditioned. So, you know, you get these summer weddings where she's a hot day. I mean, the school bus has 50-50 air conditioning, 50 miles an hour, and the window's halfway down.
And finally, again, talking with Curtis Harrison from Cobison Buses, if folks say, hey, I'd like a little extra change in my pocket, there's always opportunities with Cobison as well to drive in, and this is something that's paid training and much simpler than people might think to be able to drive one of these buses and serve the community and get some extra walking around money as well.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, you can get 15 hours on the clock on the day trip. You're like, oh my God, that's horrible. And it's like, well, it really isn't. I mean, if you might have, you know, you might be up at 4 or 5 in the morning, but that doesn't faze me at all. And, you know, you get to the terminal, boom, get the bus going and get to your group, take them somewhere. It might be an hour away, 2 hours away. And then you might spend the next 10 hours doing nothing, you know, taking a great day. A great trip day in my book is a 2-nap day. I can get in 2 naps during the day.
And get paid for it.
Now, this is while the bus is parked. The bus is parked while I'm napping.
Yes,
okay.
Yes,
not
that's
driving.
Good to clarify.
Okay. Yeah, clarify that. Get 2 naps in, get a lunch in somewhere. Yes, and you are on the clock. I can't stress that enough. You are on the clock.
You get paid for that.
Well, starting pay in the motor coach world is over $20 an hour. I don't know what it is, but it's over 20. So, I mean, it's crazy. You know, you do not punch out for lunch. You do not punch out for a break. You are on the clock the whole time.
Sounds like a great opportunity. You know, again, Curtis Harrison, Curdy from Cobison Buses. How do they get in touch with you?
Well, you can call me direct, 568-4233, right here in Bloomer, 715, of course, 568-4233. You can always go to the Cobison.com website. That's got all the stuff on there, the terminals. We're all over Wisconsin, so depending where you live, you know, you might contact terminal in your backyard. But always go to the website. That's got everything there, too. So
there you go. Curtis Harrison from Cobison Buses. Curdy, thank you for joining us on the WIB Wake-Up Show.
Thank you for having me.
Win It Wednesday on WWIB, Havo and Caleb. We want to give you a free digital download for this brand-new faith-based movie, Ordinary Angels. Maybe you heard about it. And it's been in the theaters, and you'll have access to it by the end of the month. So
we want to send that to you wherever you might be listening from. We can send this to you. So 715-723-2555. Give us a call in Havo. It's one song, 1 second. We need to figure out eventually the artist and the song title, but we certainly can start out with just trying to name the artist. And folks are welcome to, just guess. I mean, even a blind squirrel finds a nut, right? So
that's right.
If you have no idea, you're still welcome to call in and guess. Here it is. It's actually 1.6 seconds, one song, 1 second. Who could it be? We've had a lot of great guesses.
And here's the thing with giving you more music is that there's software out there. If it's like 4 seconds, people could just plug it in. And
I know, I have that on my phone.
Yeah,
too.
Do you? Okay.
So, yeah.
So, but here's the wrong guesses so far. Audio, Adrenaline, Newsboys, Elevation Worship, Matthew West, and Skillet. So 4 of the 5 guests have been groups plus Matthew West. It's none of them.
All right. So, again, we're not giving you clues today. Maybe tomorrow if this lasts through till tomorrow. But right now, just guess away. No penalty for wrong guesses. One song, 1 second for a digital movie download wherever you might be of the phenomenal film Ordinary Angels. I truly, truly enjoyed that. Again, just an excellent film. But if you want a chance at a digital movie download of it, you got to figure that out. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Guess an artist, again, could be a solo artist, male or female, could be a group. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Maybe I scared people off with saying that we weren't going to give a clue today.
Yeah.
What do you think? 713-253-2555, 723-2555. And again, the incorrect answer so far was Audio Adrenaline.
Newsboys. Elevation Worship, Matthew West, and Skillet.
What do you think? Again, we haven't done this for a while. Maybe we're out of Win It Wednesday shape, so to speak, here, where it's like, no, we got to challenge you. We got to challenge you because you're a heady bunch, and we can't make it too easy. But who could that be? 715-723-2555. 1.6 seconds is what we've given you for one song, 1 second.
Well, if nobody wants to come to the plate, nobody wants to take a swing.
Maybe everybody's on the IL like Christian Yelich is right now. We'll let you think about that. Oh, you know what? There we go. Now somebody wants to take
a guess. When we threaten to go off.
Yes. Yeah. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Bethany from Osseo.
What do you think, Bethany?
Thank you for calling in from Osseo. Let me play this for you one more time. Who could that be, Bethany?
I Am They.
Is it I Am They? Great guess. Is this I Am They, Bethany?
I love that group. They were at OneFest a couple years back. It's not them.
Not I Am They. Thank you for calling us, Bethany. 715-723-2555. If anybody else wants to take a guess at this. So I Am They added to the list of incorrect responses. But again, sometimes we have to pare this down, weed it down a little bit, and see. Now we've got folks calling. Think they might figure it out. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Noah from Rice Lake.
Hey, Noah.
Is it Stephen Curtis Chapman?
Is this Stephen Curtis Chapman? Well, that's a smart guess because folks know how much I really love Stephen Curtis Chapman.
We do. We love him. We love the fact we got to interview him at the end of January. It's not him.
Is it SC Squared? It is not. Thank you, Noah from Rice Lake. 715-723-2555. We take up to two more guesses here if folks feel like they want to try. And again, you're just helping everybody out tomorrow, even if we don't get this. One song, 1 second is the game. We're still at some point planning to give away that digital movie download. Here we go. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mark from Chippewa Falls.
Mark from Chippewa Falls. We've been kind of waiting.
Yeah, we've been waiting for you, Mark. You're an expert. What do you think?
I was going to see the rule in, the rule out. Chris Rice.
Could it possibly be Chris Rice, one of his songs? It's not him.
It's not Chris Rice. Thank you, Mark from Chippewa Falls. And you know what? Mark's kind of the heavyweight with that.
Yeah.
So I think we'll end with that call. If we stumped Mark, that's kind of a big pat on our back for the first day. Hey, we're going to come back with this tomorrow. I guess about 7:15, we'll give you another shot at this. Maybe there will be a clue involved as well. Thank you for your participation on this Win It Wednesday.